So, you know, the implementation is moving forward across the agencies. I think some are more advanced than others. And on a beautiful January day when it's going to be 60 degrees, it's hard to believe we're talking about the impact of winter weather on telework policy. But there are other, as you mentioned, driving motivations behind adoption and implementation of telework across the federal arena. Everything from, like you said, green initiatives. We go back to the early days of telework policy, like 4 or 5 years ago, and that was primarily Frank Wolf establishing in his budget oversight of agencies an implementation of telework, trying to get cars off the road and ease the strain on Northern Virginia infrastructure with folks trying to get into their jobs every day, and give them the option of working from home 1 or 2 days a week. So we've come a long way from, you know, those early days. Most agencies are set up with a telework technology capability, and now it's moving to the implementation of policy and management objectives and things like that.
You bring up that telework technology, and so and there's never been the problem of technology. It's always been the culture issue. I know you guys are a technology vendor, so you see it probably from one perspective, but are you seeing a change in managers' attitude? Is that culture changing?
I think it's changing gradually. Mostly, it's a combination of cultural and an ability to define measurable work for teleworkers. You know, telework's been around in various forms in the private sector for years and years and years. In my own experience in managing sales organizations, we went to a telework concept almost 20 years ago. But with sales folks and with certain jobs, it's easy to say, you know, success is how much revenue do you bring in, or how many customers did you talk to on a daily basis, or how many reports did you get processed. When you look at how the federal government is implementing telework, a lot of times, you know, one of the biggest issues is, what is it that we're going to measure? Is it just the time that you spend on your compute device and on the telephone, or are there other things that we can measure in terms of what is successful telework?
We're speaking with Tom Simmons. He's Vice President for Federal Systems at Citrix Systems. Now, we were talking about technology, and as you indicated, most agencies have the technology in place, but maybe because of mobility, which implies a different kind of device, and this hoteling idea or permanent teleworking idea, agencies don't feel they have to have a computer at the office and give one to someone to walk around with. They have just one. Now we're seeing more agencies with the you bring your own device and we'll just provision it policy. Do you think that's helping drive telework, the fact that there's less expenditure by agencies on that compute device?
Absolutely. I think we've, you look at the progression over the years. When we first started working with clients on telework projects, most of them, for either telework or a continuity of operation plan, would have laptops that they would store in a closet in the office, and they would issue those laptops to teleworkers on planned days off. And that was also kind of, all right, you know, in the days of the floods a couple of years ago, that was how we kept people working when they couldn't get to the office. Today, as you said, with a bring-your-own-device concept that many agencies are embracing, it's a whole lot easier to enable a teleworker or a mobile government worker to work from anywhere. Security policy is moving in that direction. Technology certainly enables a very secure connection from any device, whether it's a home PC or laptop, an iPad, a smartphone, to be able to come into the work environment and provide access to all of the applications and all of the tools necessary for a teleworker to get their job accomplished.
You bring up an interesting point about the mobile computing. I think that the drivers to telework is maybe less about the laws, but I know people like Frank Wolf and John Sarbanes, the congressman, may not appreciate that, and more about the budget, more about the greening, more about certain other kind of outside factors are starting to push inside, mobile computing be another one. Are you seeing that too? Or do you think the law is kind of the what's lifting everything up and these things are now kind of coming into play because of the law?
I think the law is that air cover mandate that everybody points to as, you know, the underlying motivation. But I agree with you. I think there are far other pressing needs that will get mobility in general and telework specifically to greater adoption levels. You know, one of the biggest things that we're seeing with the folks that we're working with is the new generation of, you know, specifically IT professionals, but it's going now well beyond just the IT folks in government to the folks that do most of the jobs. We've got a whole generation of folks that are coming into government employ that are used to college doing their work from the local Starbucks on a Wi-Fi network on their iMac or Mac Air. They're coming into government from jobs right out of college where, you know, they don't call it telework necessarily in the private sector, but folks are absolutely used to getting up and before they do anything else, getting on their computer, logging into the work environment, checking email, checking calendar, making sure that I understand what I got to do for the day. And then they accomplish that stuff throughout the day, whether it's in transit, on the metro. If they come into the office, they're using the same environment that they access from a home computer. And then at the end of the day, after the commute home, we're finding more and more people log back into their environment just to give it one more check before I close out the day, see if there's anything that I can clear my plate up. So in addition to all those other drivers, it is that next generation of worker that's coming in and expecting to be able to bring that work style to their government jobs.